Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This year, Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Dr. Stad here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And, of course, everybody complains about what's going on today. Everybody knows, or most people know, something seriously wrong, but they can't quite put their finger on it. What is really going on in the world? Why is America changing? And certainly this is not the America that I grew up in 70 years ago, was a young boy. And certainly I think even people born long after I was sense that something is seriously wrong in America. Well, one of the big things that's wrong is that people don't understand what America is all about. We're a free nation. Well, what does freedom mean? Does freedom mean you can do whatever you want to? No. Freedom means that you should do what you're supposed to do according to the laws of God, not what you want to do, but what God would have you do. He's laid out certain fundamental rules in the Ten Commandments and in His Word, and it was based upon these concepts that America was founded. And because, as James Madison has said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. You can't have a government where the power is limited so people can be free unless you have moral people. And that's why, of course, why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our school. They knew what they were doing. They just didn't want the public to know that there was a plan that 50 years later would lead to the destruction of the moral fabric of our society, because the Supreme Court, at the time that they came up with the original decision back in 1962, was dominated by a secret society. Isn't it strange that none of our ministers will ever tell us that? None of our political leaders, none of our media outlets, and you'll find this only in about two books or three books I've ever read, that tells us about the secret society, the Masons who control the Supreme Court in 1962 when they took God and prayer out of our schools. And they did that because they worship a different God, the great architect of the universe, not the God of the Bible. You go into a Muslim country, into a Masonic lodge, do they have a Bible there? No, they have a Quran. You go into an Indian country, in India, and you go into a Masonic lodge, they have their holy book. Understand, this is not a Christian religion. And basically, America was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Certainly, people who are not Christians can live here. But the foundations upon which America is based are based upon the Holy Scriptures, the fact that we must have a moral people, we must limit the power of government so men could be free. Men would be ruled by God, or they would be ruled by tyrants. Which do you want, ladies and gentlemen? Well, they've taken God out of our schools. They've taken God out of our television. They've taken God out of even the ceremonies at veterans' hospitals. You're not, when you bury a veteran who's come back from fighting for America over in Iraq, you're not allowed to mention Christ or God in the service. when the body is laid to rest. This is the tragic situation we're in today. And where is the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening in its silence. With us, Pastor David Whitney, the Institute of the Constitution. David, pick up
Thank
the story.
You. Thank you, Dr. Stanton. And you're absolutely right. Our founders based our very form of government on the Bible. And the evidence, don't take my word for it, Lutz and Heinemann did a study in the Political Science Review where they took 15,000 letters, speeches, writings of the founders from the founding era, and they studied them to distill exactly what the quotes were. In other words, yeah, the founders were expressing all kinds of ideas, but who were they quoting? What did they view as the proper authority for the ideas that they were presenting? And they found an astonishment to the political scientists. They did not expect this. They found that 34% of the quotes came directly from the Bible. You see, our founders were raised on the Bible. Their education began studying the ABCs with the biblical concepts. Adam for A, and in Adam all die, a little phrase with each letter of the alphabet. These men knew the Bible inside and out, and they quoted the Bible as their authority 34% of the time. And then they discovered the next three most often quoted authors, Baron Charles Montesquieu, about 8%, William Blackstone, about 7%, John Locke, a little bit less than that. If you take these three, and we're going to talk about these three particular authors, because their influence on the founders is quite apparent in what our founders wrote. If you take their percentages and put them together with the Bible, because these three men were expressing biblical concepts, basically they were commenting on the biblical ideas of law and government in their writings, whether it's politics they were dealing with or economics, whatever they were writing, they were doing so from a biblical perspective, paraphrasing and commenting on what the scriptures said. So if you take the Bible and these three authors, you have more than 50% of the quotations of our founding fathers come from the Bible or from Christian expositors expressing the meaning of the words of the Bible. So that's very significant when people are telling us, you know, the founders are a bunch of deists and they didn't believe the Bible. That's garbage. The historic evidence is there that that is not the case at all. Now, that first author, the one that they quoted most often, a Frenchman, Baron Charles Montesquieu, his main work that they read was a book called The Spirit of the Laws, and the contributions to our founders' thought is first that God is the author of all law. Think of that idea. Contrasted with today, where we think, the author of law is a bunch of, senators and congressmen or whatever, that they go down to Washington, D.C., and they begin to draft all kinds of ideas about laws that they want. So, they make up a law about this subject or that subject, and it becomes law as soon as it passes both houses of Congress, and then it goes to the desk of the president, and he signs it. We say he signs it into law, and then, we know that it may not be considered law because, the Supreme Court has to weigh in on whether this thing is actually constitutional or not, and many people falsely believe that the Supreme Court has the final word on whether something is law or not. But people have a general idea that's how law is made. Not our founders. They said God is the author of all law. All true law comes from God. Wow, that's a concept that is just 180 degrees apart. Because today people say, you can't use the Bible to base any idea of law and government at all. Our founders said the exact opposite. If it's not God's law, it's not law. Anything that human beings do must be in congruence with that law of God, or it's not law. And basically their idea is that the physical laws of the universe that are immutable, you can't change gravity and you can't change the laws of mathematics or chemistry, those laws, the physical laws, are as fixed by the Creator as the moral laws of the universe, the Ten Commandments.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David with from the Institute of the Constitution.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I get morning Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and David was simply talking about Montesquieu. Now, Montesquieu, most people don't know who he was, but he was one of the three men who was primarily responsible. His work, his ideas, were actually recorded in the Constitution, and basically Montesquieu wrote about the importance of a republic, a republican form of government rather than a democracy. And, of course, the other two were Blackstone and Locke. And those ideas were actually brought forward by Thomas Jefferson in the Declaration of Independence. And you read the founding documents, you realize the profound impact of Montesquieu certainly had on the founding fathers. And, of course, he had lived long before the Constitution was written, but his writings were fundamental, as were Locke's and Blackstone's. Go right ahead, David.
Well, and that idea that all law comes from God, as I shared with us, is today an almost unthinkable idea for most Americans. It's like, what do you mean all law comes from God? No. They would argue we live in a secular republic. If they even admit it's a republic, they'll usually say a secular democracy in which there's a separation between church and state, blah, 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 blah. No. Our founders said very clearly, law comes from God. All law that's legitimate is in full agreement with God's law. Now, the spirit of the law is Montesquieu's work went on to talk about that because of man's sinful nature, man departs from God's laws. And again, this is a very rejected idea today of man's sinful, fallen nature, that from the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve violated God's law, all the way down today, every human being, with the exception of Jesus Christ, has fallen. They have violated God's law, and man has a sinful nature, and it is his propensity to violate God's law. So God's law says, thou shalt not steal. The human urge to steal can be assumed as part of every human being. And no one is free from those propensities of our fallen, sinful human nature. And therefore, Montesquieu concluded that civil government is necessary to keep men within the confines of God's law. Now think about that idea. The purpose of civil government is to keep man in the confines of obeying God's law in terms of his behavior, not in terms of his thinking, just his behavior. Wow. Contrast that with, I don't know, pick any politician you want to currently touting what great programs they're going to give, whether it's Obama promising, we're going to give jobs. The government is in existence to create jobs for the citizen. What? That's not a founder's idea, that's for sure. It certainly didn't come from Montesquieu, Blackstone, or Locke that was the purpose of government. But they believed, our founders believed, that was what civil government, why it's necessary. Why don't we just adopt the philosophy of the anarchists? Because the anarchists, and they're growing in popularity today, they would say, all government is bad. We need no government. And I understand why some of them reach that conclusion when you look at our federal government and you look at the state governments and their rapacious stealing from the American people. Yeah, you might come to the conclusion all government is bad, and you could conclude that by looking around and see, oh, state government's bad, federal government's bad, my county government's corrupt. Everywhere you turn, it's bad. Well, that's because government itself has violated God's law, not because the idea of civil government is bad. And Montesquieu clearly said that civil government's necessary because mankind, with a sinful nature, is going to attempt to break God's law. And there's a clear jurisdiction God has assigned to his human civil government to keep men within the confines of God's law. So while man needs civil government, the particularly important truth that Montesquieu taught is that sinfulness of human nature causes government itself to become despotic, because the denizens in the White House or in Congress or in your state house, all of them have the same fallen human nature that you and I have. And so it isn't like that somehow if we elect them to the White House that somehow they lose their sinful nature. Oh, no, no, no. They still have a very fallen human nature, and because of the position of power, if it's not properly checked, they are more likely to violate God's law than the rest of us on a bigger scale and a more egregious degree of violating God's law. So the sinfulness of human nature causes civil government to become despotic. You can count on it. Every civil government, if left unchecked, if allowed to go its natural course, its sinful course, it will become despotic, taking more and more power to itself. And the history of our country is a perfect illustration of that. You look at what our country was like 200 years ago. You read about it in the, you know, either the annals that are written in that time or the papers. And there was a tremendous degree of liberty and freedom, and people flocked to this country because they had liberty and they could keep their property and enjoy liberty and life. And that is not true today. In fact, the government is designed today to steal most of your property and your liberty as well. So human nature will cause civil government to become despotic. And then Montesquieu wisely said that keep government moderate. It is best to separate government power into three branches, the legislative, executive, and the judicial. And by the way, that's not an idea that was brand new to Montesquieu. Montesquieu actually got that idea from the scriptures, because in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22, it says, "The Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us." So the prophetic scriptures speak of three branches of government, and only God himself can function as all three, and we, the people, be safe and secure in our rights and our liberties. If the Lord is our judge and lawgiver and king, he will save us. That is, we will have true freedom and liberty and protection of our God-given rights. But if human beings are going to assume all three functions of judge and of lawgiver, legislature, and of the executive, your liberty's gone. Which is why a despotic regime, whether it's a monarchy with the absolute divine right of kings idea, or whether it's a dictatorship of Stalin or Pol Pot or something like that, wherever those three branches of government coalesce into one consolidated power, whether it's in one person in a monarchy or whether it's in a group of people in power, a Politburo or whatever, your rights are never going to be secure, and the government will be as despotic as possible. So Montesquieu said to keep government from becoming despotic, you need to separate government into three branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, and be sure that those three branches prevent the other branches from becoming despotic. So in a sense, you turn human nature and its weakness against itself. The weakness of human nature is people are going to grasp for power, and people are going to abuse that power that they have. And so you put these competing powers head-to-head against each other. So they'll be jealous for their own power, and they won't allow any of the other branches to become monopolistic in its use of power. And if you could prevent them from coming together in a collusion where the three branches all collude together to strip the citizens of their God-given rights, if you can prevent them from colluding together and keep them in competition with each other, then you will have a civil government that protects God-given rights. And then the final truth that Montesquieu taught that our founders adopted was that Christianity makes government more humane. He compared the governments of Mohammedan, what they called Mohammedan. We call them Muslim today, but I think the Mohammedan term is correct, that they were followers of Muhammad, followers of the Quran. Their governments were always despotic when they followed the Quran, because that was the system of government implemented in the Quran. But Christianity makes government more humane, because power is not concentrated in the hands of a few, or a caliph, or that kind of structure, or a potentate, ultimate potentate. No, it's distributed in various branches and in various levels, such that there's humanity. That if we have Christians who are true Christians, true followers of Jesus Christ, and they have power, although they're not perfect, although they're not sinless, they are being changed as disciples of Jesus Christ more and more into Christ-likeness in their character and in their behavior and their words, and therefore they are going to be more caring, kind, and humane to the citizens in their country than if you have a Mohammedan in office, or if you have a Hindu in office, or a Buddhist in office, or any other religion in office. So a true Christian is the best kind of ruler. And if you structure a society in which that is secured, you will have the liberties, rights, and freedoms protected. So those are some of the major themes that Baron Charles Montesquieu taught, that our founders adopted in their thinking and in the structure they built. Well, the second individual, Sir William Blackstone, very significant. He wrote the Commentaries on the Laws of England, basically a textbook, you could say. It started off as a series of lectures that he gave at the university, lectures regarding law, particularly English common law. And so in a sense, his Commentaries on the Laws of England are an exposition of English common law, from not just from Magna Carta, but even more before Magna Carta, of the history of English common law and the principles of English common law. And so he gave our founders a better understanding of English common law, which indeed was the foundation of law in the first 13 states. Our state constitution here in Maryland specifically states that English common law, as it existed July 4th, 1776, was the law of this state, unless the legislature of the state changed it in any regard. So,
and I think, David, it's important for people to understand that for the first 100 years of our nation, Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England was really the basis of American law. It was many 100 years after America was founded that people began to turn away from Blackstone's teaching, and we began to write our own laws, and of course abandon the concepts that had made America great, to embrace the concepts that led to where we are today. But Blackstone's writings were pivotal to an understanding of what America was all about.
In fact, if you became a lawyer in the first 100 years in American our American life, you had to study Blackstone. Blackstone was the authority in the courtroom for about the first 150 years. If you could cite something from Blackstone that supported your case, you just almost had a slam dunk that you were going to win, because everybody understood that. So if you want to understand American law and the legal structure that was built by our founders, you really need to understand what Blackstone was talking about. And he said that there's three categories of law, and this is very useful, especially when we come to look at the Declaration of Independence, because they were paraphrasing William Blackstone when they wrote the Declaration of Independence in this regard. He said the first category of law is called revealed law. The doctrines, he said, thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures, that is, in the Bible. So he said the Bible is the revealed law of God. It is the standard. The second was the law of nature, and this is the phrase that's very clearly stated in our Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature. And Blackstone said, quote, when he, that is God, created man, and endued him with free will to conduct himself in all parts of life, he laid down certain immutable laws of human nature, whereby that free will is in some degree regulated and restrained, and gave him also the faculty of reason to discover the purpose of those laws. So he's talking here about human reason and human conscience that give us an understanding, apart from just reading the Bible, on our own, in a sense, an understanding of God's law. And I tell people this is very evident in my family and my kids. Some of the early fights, some of the first words out of their mouths were, "It is mine." They're fighting over a toy, and one child says, that toy's mine, I'm going to take it. Well, that reveals that that child, having never read the Bible, understands thou shalt not steal, understands that there are property rights, that God has given the right to each human being to own things, to own property. And you could say that this is true around the world. Doesn't matter what culture a person is in, what language they speak. If you were to, you know, hop in an airplane and were to spin the globe and put your finger down on any piece of land anywhere in the world, and you go fly over that piece of land, parachute down, and land on the ground, and if you were to take off your parachute, find the first human being you could that had something in their hand, walk up to them, grab what's in their hand, and run as fast as you can. Doesn't matter what language they speak or what culture or whether they can even read. What are they going to do? They're going to run after you. Why? They understand, thou shalt not steal. It's written on their heart. In fact, Scripture says that Romans 2, 14 and 15, that God has written on the heart
of
every
man. Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in a moment. Anybody out in the audience has a question? The number, 1-800-877-254-7524. Right here.
Would you like to have an exclusive first choice preview and pre-sale with the experts and vendors of the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo before the general public arrives? This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me for an exclusive preview only September 16th and only for the listeners of KGNC 1360 AM The Lion. 1360 AM The Lion has arranged a one-hour private pre-sale event at the National Western Complex Self-Reliance Expo on Friday, September 16th at 8:30 AM and we're calling it the KGNC Lions Pride Preview. Call 303-586-1258 and register for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview and purchase your discount tickets at the door. KHNC listeners must arrive by 8:30 a.m. Friday, September 16th to receive one-hour exclusive preview and presale, $2 off your admission tickets at the door, private introductions by me, Danny Golden, to the exhibitors and Ron Douglas, Self-Reliance Expo organizer. Space is limited, so call 303-586-1258 and reserve your spot for the KHNC Lions Pride Preview now. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
American Freedom Network. Well, this is Dr. Stan of the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitley of the Institute of the Constitution. If you have a question about the foundation of our nation, why it was founded as it is, and of course how it has been changed, how they were able to change the concept that we were a republic to the concept we are a democracy. We're not a democracy. Not one of our documents mentions we're a democracy. But the fact that most people believe that simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over our educational system, over our media, over what the American people think and believe. Pastor David Whitney, if you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. David, how can people get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, and why should they get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution? Why is an understanding of our constitutional system of government so vitally important today, really more important than at any other time in the history of our nation?
Oh, that's right, Dr. Stan. Thank you. Well, you see, if we're going to restore the republic, if we're going to put government back within the boundaries that our founders established, which I think most Americans would admit, the kind of thieving kleptocracy, I guess, is a proper term for Washington, D.C., and to some degree at the state levels, if we're going to do that, we've got to understand what the rules are that they're supposed to be following. That is the Constitution. Until we understand the Constitution, until we understand the purpose of government, which the Declaration of Independence and the background we're talking here about, Blackstone and Locke and so on, until you understand that, you cannot understand what it is that we need government to stop doing. I mean, you might say, well, I don't like this program or that program, but in the big picture, we're missing what it is we need to structure government to be. We need to return it to the box, the boundaries established by our Constitution, which means every citizen really needs to know this document and know the Declaration and know the Bill of Rights, understand these things to be able to evaluate who you're going to vote for. You know, Rick Perry says, oh, I'm a conservative. Well, are you going to believe him? You're going to ask him some particular questions before you vote for him just because he says he is? Oh, you ought to vote for him? You're going to believe him? Well, you got to have a standard, and that standard is understanding our founding documents, which is why at Institute on the Constitution, we put together what we call a host kit, a series of lectures by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo, two lectures by David Barton, student manual with a thorough outline of each of those lectures with supplemental reading materials, assignments that help the student between class sessions, a host manual for the person leading the class with the answers to test questions. Everything you need in this kit is available for you to train your fellow citizens, your family, people at church, to train them in an American view of law and government and understanding of what we as citizens need to know. First of all, to evaluate people running for office, and you might find if you evaluate people running for office, you find none of the above. I don't find anybody here, at which I encourage people to say, great, if you find none of the above, then you run because you're better qualified to hold office in America, having taken our course, than 99.9% of those in Washington, D.C., or perhaps even in your own state capital. People can get a hold of our host kit by calling us here toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 866-730-9796. The toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website. We've just renamed our website. It's really the same.
David, are you there? Well, it looks like somehow or other we've either lost David Whitney. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you'd like to give us a call, I don't know why we lost Pastor David Whitney. I hope our producer will get on the program there. Anyway, if you're out there, though, in the listening audience, give us a call. I want to make sure that I'm on the air. I could have been cut off, so please give us a call. Yes, who do we have? Who's calling? Who is somebody calling in? Well, it's so hard to know. I'm not sure whether I got cut off or
you're
whether...
Dr. Stan.
What's that?
You're on the air, Dr. Stan.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, I want to know. I'm on the air. Maybe we can get Pastor David Whitney back, but under any circumstances, this is so vitally important to understand the difference between a republic and a democracy. to understand most of what's going on today is a scam. Basically, if you listen to the debates between the Republican candidates, nobody's going to talk to you about the fact that we are not a democracy. They're all going to use that phrase, democracy, yet we're a republic. A republic is government by law, which was where the Sydney Reef restrict the power of government so men could be free. And there are only certain things that the federal government can do. Well, they say times have changed since that, and no, times have not changed. Certainly the government is the same as it's always been. It is simply that a group of wicked men who want a dictatorship in America, little by little, have changed the structure of our society. And they've done it very gradually. They have not tried to amend the Constitution because they know that the American people want to be free. But, of course, they, little bit by little bit, they've said, oh, wouldn't it be nice to take care of the elderly? What's wrong with giving a little bit of money to the elderly and so that they won't be destitute? And then, of course, we come up with a Social Security program. Between Social Security and Medicare, we put out two-thirds of all the money that the federal government takes in, about $700 million for Social Security, about $700 million for Medicare, $700 million for the military. We only, that's 2.1 trillion dollars, and basically that's what we're putting out at the present time. We're only taking in $2.2 trillion, so Social Security and Medicare make up two-thirds of certainly of our expenditures. And now we've got an additional 75 to 79 million people retiring, the baby boomers, on top of the 56 million that are already retired. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not enough money to make it work. David, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm on a cell phone now. We lost our landline, so we're still...
Okay, well, you go right ahead.
Struggling with
the Social Security system was introduced knowing full well one day it would bankrupt our nation, and then, of course, we're going to have a dictatorship if we're going to keep providing for the people. It was never to be the function of our federal government to provide for the people. In a free nation, you provide for yourself. And, of course, for those who really are destitute and capable of providing for themselves, they should be taken care of at the local level by the churches and even by local government and by state government, but never by the federal government. Because certainly if the government can provide for you from the cradle to the grave, the federal government must be able to control you from the cradle to the grave. And nobody ever tells the American people that any government can provide whatever you want. It's going to be able to take whatever you have. Go right ahead.
Amen. Well, I wanted to mention our website as well when our phones went out there.
We'll get to it in just a moment. We'll be right back with Pastor David.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And here at the American Freedom Network, I guess I think David Whitney. David, you go right ahead. You're going to get the telephone number out for the Institute of the Constitution. And I want you to tell and stress to our listeners why it's so vitally important that they get the kits and they begin teaching their neighbors, their friends, the people at their church, their club about our Constitution. Go ahead.
Well, this is absolutely essential, because if we're going to recover our republic, and it is doable, otherwise I wouldn't be active in this movement. It is doable, but we are a very late hour. The way it's going to happen is individual citizens are going to take up the task of communicating the truth of what our founders believed about law and government, and what the documents themselves, the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, what those documents meant to our founders, not what some judge says they mean today. No, what did they mean to our founders? And getting a host kit is the simplest way to do that. As I mentioned, you can call us toll-free, 866-730-9796. Or you can go online. Our website has a new name, easier to remember. It's called The American View. That's all one word, theamericanview.com. Go to theamericanview.com, click on the store button, and go for a host kit. That host kit will give you everything you need to conduct a course, to effectively equip your fellow citizens, including those in your family, your fellow citizens at church, equip them with an American view of law and government and an understanding, a working knowledge of the founding documents, which is what every American needs in order to be able to evaluate whether somebody running for office, asking for your vote, is truly holding to the American view or not, and whether when you serve on a jury, some law is presented as, we're going to judge this guy based on this law. Well, is the law itself constitutional? And if it's not constitutional, your duty as a juror is to vote for acquittal, because the law itself is a violation of the supreme law of the land. So those are some of the powerful things that we can do to take back our country. So call us either at 866-730-9796 or go to our website, theamericanview.com, and order a host kit today. Get started now. We're into September, but it's not too late to get a class started that would take them 12 weeks, just up to about the Christmas point in time. Well, before the break, we were talking about Blackstone's second category of law, that is the law of nature. And really, Blackstone's just expressing what the scripture says in Romans chapter 2, and this is verses 14 and 15. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, that is, they didn't have a written copy of the Bible, they do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. So God has written his law on the heart of every human being. Now, it's true. Human beings, due to their rebellious nature, have suppressed that knowledge, have rejected it, have acted in violation of it. But they know, in their heart of hearts, what that law is, if they were to be honest with themselves. So Blackstone said those are the first two categories of law, and they are paraphrased by our founders in the Declaration of Independence when they say the laws of nature and nature's God. The laws of nature's God is that category of revealed law that Blackstone said is the Bible. Now, the third category of law was very important to note what Blackstone taught. He called this third category municipal law, and he said it was that which is adapted by civil government, and it must conform to the higher law of God. Let me quote him directly here. Upon these two foundations, that's the laws of nature and nature's God, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, depend all human laws. That is to say, no human law should be suffered to contradict these. So that if the legislature passes a law and says a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman, they have to ask, how can you say that that's law? Blackstone and our founders would say, that's not law. That can't be law. It can't possibly be law because it violates the laws of nature and nature's God. Therefore, it's not law. You can spill as much ink as you want on paper and you can sign it and stamp it and put the state seal on it all you want. It does not make it law. It's only law if it's in full agreement with the laws of nature and nature's God. And in our day,
David, one thing I did want you to bring out, though, is about the courses that people can get to begin to teach the Constitution to their friends and their local people. How, basically, if they do contact the Institute of the Constitution, what are they going to get? How will they learn how to begin to teach others about our Constitution?
Excellent question. The host kit that I was referring to earlier contains 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo, and he walks through the materials. They're outlined in the student manual, so the students have an outline following the lectures, and each of those lectures is followed by a series of test questions and review questions to help solidify in the minds of the students what they're learning. Then there's supplemental readings for each of those weeks that as they're studying through the Constitution, they're also gaining insight from other authors who wrote significant pieces. In addition to that, the historian David Barton, we've included two of his lectures as part of that host kit, and then an instruction manual for the host as to how to conduct each of the sessions, each of the 12 sessions, with the answer key to answer all of the test questions that are part of it. So the host is given everything they need to really conduct a successful class in their community, instructing people and giving them a worldview, the American view of law and government, and giving them also a working knowledge of the founding documents. So we encourage everyone to get a host kit because you can make a difference in your community. And as you spread that in your community, we found that what often happens is when people graduate from our class, they take the 12 weeks and say, hey, I know some friends that don't know this, and they didn't come to this class. I ought to conduct a class. So they get a host kit, and then they conduct a class in their community, and it spreads and spreads and spreads. And we need that kind of wildfire to spread across our country. We're seeing in certain areas of the country that the multiplication of people hosting classes is going forward very rapidly. That's encouraging, but we need every corner of the country. People getting this training themselves, and then going forward with multiplying the number of people who are hosting classes. We have some DVDs that are also helpful. Multiplying the Message is a DVD that can help you structure how you can put feet on this material to help your students really take action in well, state as well as federal issues that are taking place. And then many other materials that help you understand.
We're out of time, David. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks very much for being with us.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Attention advertisers, KHNC is offering a Self-Reliance Expo special advertising for your business. Sign a 6-month or more advertising contract prior to the upcoming Self-Reliance Expo in mid-September, and your business will be exposed to thousands of people at this expo. Your expo advertising special contract will not only give you great exposure on KHNC 1360 AM covering Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska, but you'll also get our internet audience and personal promotion by me of your business at the Self-Reliance Expo. I'll put your business in the hands of thousands of Self-Reliance Expo attendees. Call me, Danny Golden, at 303-257-7576 for more information. That's Danny Golden at 303-257-7576 for your Self-Reliance business special.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I've been here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and his message is vitally important. People have to understand the foundation of this nation if we intend to keep it. Believe me, everything has been done for years by infiltrating the educational system or by taking control of the media so that people don't understand. We are a republic, not a democracy. The purpose of government was to provide freedom and liberty by limiting the power of the federal government so men could be free. And only little bit by little bit to the evil people who control the great tax-exempt foundations and the wealth of this country. Only little by little were they able to gradually decentralize all power in Washington, D.C., which they were able to control by providing money for the politicians so they could get reelected. Lyndon Johnson, when he went to Congress from Texas, why he had to borrow money to get back to Washington, D.C. When he ran for Congress, he didn't have enough money to get to Washington, D.C. He spent 30 or more years back there. When he returned to Texas, he was one of the richest men in Texas, and all he ever had was a government salary. And if you believe that, you believe I'd like to sell you my interest in a local submarine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is how government really works, and you need to understand the foundation of our government, and we either reclaim our government or we lose our freedom. Well, I want you to know I will be talking there in Littleton on the 17th of September at a all-day conference. If you're interested in attending, our number is 1-800-544-8927. The people of the exchange can give you the details. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our all-day conference on the 23rd of October here on the North Shore of beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. We encourage people to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or the DVD. And if you can't afford it, you can go up to our website, readyliberty.com, and you can watch my talk for nothing on the Internet. You need to get my talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, which take you into the metaphysical realm, because there is a spiritual component behind everything going on today. You need to get our four tapes set on, or four CDs set on, The Return of the Giants, of Barry Shamish's excellent expose of the amazing sequence of events that took place in Israel from about 1987 to 1999, somewhere in there. A fascinating story as he investigated The Return of the Giants. And we have so much information through Radio Liberty. If you want to know about the assassination of Martin Luther King, and they've lied to you, want to know about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, we have a four CD set on that. We have the book, Who Killed Bobby. We even have a DVD that was put out by the BBC. We have a book, Who Killed Bobby. They're all available from Radio Liberty. We have our four tapes set on, our four CDs set on Deadly Assassins, my interviews with CIA-trained assassins. You know, Jackie Kennedy's recently come out, heard the tapes she made shortly after JFK was killed, only recently released where she says it was obviously Lyndon Johnson. Well, we actually have an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress. It's in the JFK assassination update. And she will tell you about the meeting the night before the assassination that Lyndon Johnson attended, and she was there. It's all the information you get from Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The biggest self-reliance expo in the U.S. is back, and it's bigger and better than ever at the Denver National Western Complex Friday, September 16th from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m., and Saturday, September 17th from 9 until 6 p.m. Tickets available at the door or online at selfrelianceexpo.com. Join local experts and exhibitors from around the country who will provide you with progressive products and services like alternative energy resources and long-term food storage and water storage. Attend classes on canning, bread making, and soap making, and much more, like meeting Discovery Channel's co-star of the series Dual Survival, David Canterbury. Achieve a more sustainable and self-reliant lifestyle for yourself.